KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I got a call from my lawyer a few days ago. She was calling about a contract we were negotiating, but it was hard to hear her over all the background noise. "I'm in the middle of a big event," she said. "So much noise and crazy people and costumes and chaos." Now, she's an entertainment industry attorney, so I assumed that she was in San Diego at Comic-Con. The event started years ago as a way for comic book fans, nerds and shut-ins mostly, to get together and dress up as their favorite characters, trade comic books and memorabilia, and in general create a safe space away from the kind of people like me who think this sort of thing's a giant waste of time. But it has evolved into a major gathering. Movie studios premiere their superhero pictures here. They hold sneak previews of upcoming projects, and they drum up buzz among the diehard superhero and comic book fans who throng the main hall in costume, expressing their fealty to what is now called, with a straight face, their specific, quote, fandom, end quote. Now, my attitude about all of this is, I totally admit, just wrong. Comic-Con is an important part of the entertainment industry promotion machine. These days, to be featured at the convention doesn't even require that a project be in the superhero or fantasy realm. I mean, family sitcoms, political dramas, even romantic comedies have held sessions at Comic-Con. What makes the event so tantalizing to studio and network marketing departments is the very thing that makes it so off-putting to me. It's a gathering of passionate, neurotically obsessed fans of entertainment in general. Now, this shouldn't be something that I instinctively recoil from. I am, after all, in the entertainment business, and if I want to stay in the entertainment business, I need to learn to love Comic-Con, because the future of the entertainment business is in the hands of the true diehard fans who love their fandom. To be successful in the age of multi-channel TV and always-on video streaming, a project needs to attract a red-hot molten core of enthusiastic fans, people who will share and like and post about a movie or TV show without a trace of embarrassment or self-consciousness. In other words, if you want to have a hit, you have to win over the nerds and the geeks. Now, my lawyer was there, I guessed, in her professional capacity because she represents some projects and people at the event. That was my hope, anyway. It would be disconcerting to discover that my attorney, who I always assumed was a no-nonsense, emotionless automaton like all effective legal advocates, was traipsing around the San Diego Convention Center dressed like Princess Leia, collecting studio swag and trading Star Wars memorabilia. I mean, I don't want her fandom to be Star Wars. I want it to be contractual law with a concentration in intellectual property. But if there's one thing I've learned about the people who go to Comic-Con because they want to, as opposed to those who go because they have a movie or TV show to promote, it's that the former group can get awfully touchy and insulted if you strike the wrong tone of voice when you ask, "Why on earth are you at Comic-Con?" Like, for instance, you shouldn't say, "Why on earth are you at Comic-Con?" You should just say, "So, Comic-Con, sounds like fun." "So, Comic-Con, sounds like fun," I said to my lawyer. "I'm not at Comic-Con," she said. "But you said there were crazy people there and costumes, lots of noise and chaos." "I'm at the Democratic National Convention," she said. "I'm finalizing the contracts for some of the musical performers." Now, the truth is, these two venues aren't all that different. The key to both of them is to gather the true believers under one roof, get them excited about a probably mediocre product, and hope that they spread their enthusiastic devotion far and wide, because politics and entertainment, sadly, in the contemporary United States, requires a fair amount of hucksterism and salesmanship. To succeed at the box office or at the polling place, you do have to win over the weirdos first. And that's it for this week. Next week, we try to stay out of the darkness. For KCRW, this is